This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the Morning Run with Xiaoning, and we've got some corporate news lined up for you. But before that, a quick look at the KLCI, which is still in the red. It's down 0.22% to 1643. And if I look at some of the top value names, we see some action on the steel industry. So Lion Industries is up 3.94%. Malaysia Steel is up almost 10% on the news that the government is going to impose some tariffs. But in the meantime, let's look at what's the situation going to be like for 2021. Because we do know 2020 has been a challenge for investment managers as they try to grapple with the sharp contraction of corporate earnings and global growth. Yet most asset classes, especially equities, defied initial expectations and recovered from March lows as synchronized monetary easing by major central banks resulted in a risk-on mode. The Malaysian equity market was no different. We enjoyed a positive return of actually 3.46% on a year-to-date basis. But as we approach 2021, will this rally continue? And will funds continue to flow into equities, or should we consider other asset classes? So to help us answer that question this morning is Gerald Ambrose, country head of Aberdeen Standard Investments Malaysia. Now, Gerald, as we approach 2021, what is the asset allocation strategy for the new year?
Good morning, Xiaoning. Well, I'm a bit of an equity dinosaur, really. So, you know, I've been sort of born and brought up as a stockbroker and then a fund manager. But Aberdeen Standard Investments globally has taken the tack, I think rightly, that, you know, diversification is key. So we have a very broad array of strategies for investing get the returns that client want, ideally within a certain sort of risk budget. But here in Malaysia, we just have two teams, fixed income stroke sukuk and equity. So, you know, if I were asked, you know, what the outlook for 2021 is, I think the simple answer is in three words, I don't know. It's very difficult. We've had this you know, surge in growth stocks globally and in some extent in Malaysia as well. But recently, after people have seen the light at the end of the tunnel and people will all be vaccinated against COVID and life will return to normal, you know, people are starting to look at the more sort of value stocks and cyclical stocks. I don't know how it's going to turn out. So, you know, we have a mixture of both those types of stocks in our portfolio. And we at Aberdeen Standard Investments, we're what they call sort of bottom-up active stock pickers. So we, you know, have six fund managers stroke analysts who, well, when they can, without MCO, wander around the place visiting as many companies, senior management level as possible, to find out those companies that meet our quite stringent criteria of balance sheet strength, ideally some sort of moat, competitive advantage over others. Major management is understands what a shareholder is and are transparent and pay out any excess cash, ideally as dividends. And of course, we now have integrated this ESG into all our analysis. So it's quite a narrow sieve which stocks have to go through. But generally, at the end of the day, we sort of divide our portfolio into a conviction list that we tend to hold and have held for over a decade in some cases. Dividend stocks that pay what we like to think is a visible dividend with strong cash flows that you can see through to the future. And then new stocks that we have visited twice. We never buy anything until we visited it twice. But we're not, you know, haven't followed it for many quarters or many years. So we will sort of dip our feet in the water and look from a top-down angle that maybe they will outperform from their current valuations. And we tend to run fully invested.
So, Gerald, do you think this year then will be, or 2021, excuse me, do you think will be another year for healthcare and growth stocks? Do they pass muster?
Well, they've had hit a few headwinds recently on a sort of international labour issues and the fact that a vaccine is now being distributed, and my grandfather in the UK has already had his. He's still alive, by the way. Those are two headwinds that they encounter. But I can't help feeling that a lot of NGOs, a lot of political greenwashers charging everybody with being greenwashers, but they won't let go of things like the glove and the plantation sector, even though they have carried out significant measures to improve things. So I think, you know, at single digit PE ratios for this year, maybe slightly higher PE ratio, sorry, for 2021, maybe slightly higher PE ratios for 2022, I think they're not dead. We still will be following them and would hold them in our portfolio.
So what other sectors do you think will outperform? Is it the year going to be for the laggards, which, you know, originally were things like anything to do with tourism, aviation, or even financials?
Well, it could be. If you go down to a bar and you meet somebody who's bragging, he'll probably say, oh, I bought this company that was officially bankrupt. Since I bought it, the share price has doubled. We've seen stocks and airline stocks, Hertz in the US and others that have really gone up, you know, three times since their trough. But we're not really in the business of taking that sort of punt, actually. You know, we had to look at a balance sheet and prospective cash flows that will at least keep the company alive, even if its sector is out of favor at the moment. So I'm not sure we would take some educated or calculated risks on some stocks. But I mean, basically, I think our portfolio will remain, you know, invested in the tech sector. I think Malaysia has a competitive advantage there. We've got an ecosystem up there in Penang that really is internationally competitive. They have some tailwinds with the, you know, the U.S. doesn't matter whether it's Biden or Trump. They don't seem to like the Chinese. I don't know why, but I think that there will still be, you know, some sort of vestiges or maybe an acceleration of various trade measures against the United States, against China, and the whole supply chain adjusts accordingly. And there are a number of companies in Penang and elsewhere that do make widgets, not usually the finished product, to do make things that for the automotive industry, for the communication industry, for the semiconductor industry, for anything from sort of air conditioning, coffee makers that are crucial and we think will continue to benefit even if the market or the economic conditions turn down. So technology, I think, certain, you know, niches of technology. I also think, there may be, let's say that the COVID disappears and we all get the vaccine and we're all fine. There might be some, I think what some people call it, revenge spending by consumers. Banking sector is an area that will benefit. A lot of them are throwing the kitchen sink in terms of provisions. I have no idea how the outlook looks. I don't think interest rates are going to rise and their margins are pretty narrow. But banks always seem to find a way of making money by charging you fees if they don't make an interest margin. So, you know, there are some banks and companies involved in finance.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Gerald Ambrose, country head of Aberdeen Standard Investments, giving us his views on markets. And it looks like he's going to be still buying tech, gloves and plantation stocks. But that's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Up next, we have Ringgit and Sense, where Roshan Kunnison speaks to Samantha Yeo from WealthVantage Advisory. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.